Brothers and sisters in Christ, do we have any high school or teenage kids here this morning? Anybody? Do we have any teenagers here? One, maybe? Two? No. Not very many. All right. I have a couple over here. Good job for getting out of bed this morning. This gospel, I think, is for, especially for teenagers. It says that they can hate their mom, their dad, their brothers, and their sisters. Gives you permission right here, right now. What in the world is Jesus saying here to us this morning? And he says, he's got this huge crowd following him, which seems like a really good, positive thing. And yet with a big crowd behind him, you can tell that they're following him because he has to turn around to address them. And he says these jarring words, unless you hate your father and mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, and even your own life, you can't be my disciple. Of course, Jesus doesn't mean the hate that comes from a spite of others or because they've done wrong to us. The hate that Jesus is talking about is the renouncing of our human connections in order to be able to go to heaven. And oddly enough, this is often what teenagers also have to do when they find their vocation in life. In order to follow Jesus, they have to renounce the things of this world. Even if they're to get married, we know that the scriptures tell us that a man leaves his father and his mother and goes and clings to his wife. The same is true for religious life. The reason why priests and sisters are asked by the church to live a life of celibacy is because of Jesus' words that we renounce all possessions for the kingdom of heaven. If we truly want to be his followers, everything has to be renounced so that we can truly love him. He won't take second place. Not because he doesn't feel good enough, but because it won't work. It won't work. Jesus has to have that first place in our lives. It's that jarring. It's that important. And so the example that Jesus gives to us today becomes very clear, that he gave up his Father in heaven. He gave up the glory of heaven to come down to us, to walk on this world amongst people who didn't like him. We know that even in the Gospels, although Jesus has a true devotion to his mother, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, even when she would come with his cousins and ask to see him, he would stay with the crowds, those people that weren't his family. That was a real difficulty for Jesus because he knew that his mother would listen to him when other people wouldn't. And he knew that his mother wouldn't complain about him when others would pick on him or find things that were wrong with him. If Jesus wanted to be simply comfortable, he would have spent his entire life on earth with his mom. He spent 30 years with her. So he loved her. But in the end, when he knew that his time was coming to do his Father's will, he renounced his family. He renounced the goods in this world. And he literally took up his cross and he died for us. And this is what we can do. This is what's possible for us. I always see these little pictures that they put in our little book here. I was wondering, what in the world is that? It looks like a miserable crucifixion scene. It's everybody carrying their cross. It's not enough just for Jesus to carry the cross for us to get to heaven. He opens the door to us. He opens the way for us. He says, I am the way. Follow me. But that's not enough. If we want to actually go to heaven, we have to pick up our cross and follow him. We have to follow Jesus with our own cross on our backs. Not just during Lent. You know, not take up your cross just during Lent, but throughout the year. Lent trains us, really, to do what we are supposed to do throughout the year. And so these stations of the cross don't get hung up just for, you know, a few months out of the year. They stay here year-round, even through the Easter season. Because throughout our lives, it's necessary for you and I to take up our cross and to follow Jesus. And then the miracles happen. Then the miracles happen. And the wisdom of God that is inaccessible suddenly becomes our own. We begin to see things the way that God sees them. And so, my brothers and sisters, on a Sunday, as Jesus calls us to take up our cross and to follow him, let's not be afraid to renounce the things of this world. They're passing away. Let's take up our cross and follow him. And he will bring us to that family in heaven that will never pass away. And hopefully, our moms, our dads, our brothers, our sisters, and all of our relatives will be with us in the glory of heaven. Let's prepare our hearts now to receive Jesus in this Holy Eucharist.